Randy Hanvelt remembers a moment last year when a small fire in Tuolumne County became a raging inferno.
On Monday, the assistant county fire warden calls us in the afternoon and says, effectively, this is wildly out of control. It is going to hit Buck Meadows like a freight train within the hour.
As a member of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, Hanvelt saw the rim fire grow from just 40 acres into the third largest wildfire recorded in California history. It burned for 70 days, engulfing over 250,000 acres and destroying more than 100 structures, while threatening thousands more.
So you really are on the edge. And then you see up on that hillside, that all burned.
Did it just skip this part?
No, this is where the firefighters contained it. Those guys are remarkable, what they did.
But now, almost a year later, residents know very little about who or what actually caused the fire. No suspects have been named. No charges have been filed, and authorities refuse to comment. The silence has county officials like Hanvelt upset.
Why aren't we getting answers? You know, is somebody covering something up? Now, look, I'm not making accusations, but that's the natural thing. You let your mind go wild and you start speculating. There is an enormous amount of anger because we haven't gotten the answers.
It's even reached the point where the county has officially requested a congressional hearing into the fire and an independent investigation by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Here's what we know about the fire and its origin. The blaze was first spotted at 3:25 p.m. on Saturday, August 17th of last year in the Clavey River Canyon by a pilot returning from another fire. It was burning in an isolated area below Jawbone Ridge in steep and rocky terrain. Within minutes, the first air tanker arrived on scene dropping retardant on the fire. Commanders decided it was too risky to send in hand crews.
This thing was wildly out of control. When it comes up these draws like this, it's like a chimney. And it just drives the heat and the flames. You don't want to be in the way.
Over the weekend, the hot and windy conditions only helped fuel the fire, which by Sunday had grown to 400 acres. By the next day, it was clear the containment efforts were failing. Stuart Crook is a local cattle rancher.
On Monday, right down here, it jumped the Tuolumne, and then it went up towards Buck Meadows, and that's when the fire exploded and took off.
The rim fire would continue to burn until October 25th. Right away, Crook and other residents wanted to know what triggered the massive blaze. A week after the fire began, they thought they got an answer. During a community meeting, Twain Hart Fire Chief Todd McNeil suggested a possible cause.
Highly suspect that there might have been some sort of marijuana grove type thing.
His statement made national headlines, but the U.S. Forest Service called McNeil's theory a rumor. Then on September 5th, the Forest Service made an announcement. Their investigation revealed the fire began when a hunter lost control of an illegal fire. The Forest Service had a suspect, but refused to disclose their name. For months, the case was quiet. Then in early December, Tuolumne County District Attorney Michael Knowles said in a written statement that federal prosecutors privately declared their intention to prosecute.
Tuolumne County District Attorney's Office, federal prosecutors announced this week that they intend to pursue charges for the rim fire.
But federal authorities refused to confirm Knowles' statement, and those charges have yet to be filed. A spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service says the case is still under investigation and is now in the hands of U.S. Attorney Benjamin Wagner. His spokesperson also declined to comment. Searching for answers, I drove to Tuolumne County to see where the fire started. I met up with Supervisor Hanvelt on a ridge overlooking the Clavey River Canyon.
We're standing on the edge of the fire footprint in a burned-out brush field. We're standing in the midst of a few very small trees that are burned dead and a large manzanita field, which is all dead.
As we walk around the burned forest, Hanvelt tells me he's still a bit skeptical of the official story.
In the middle of the day, why would a hunter have a campfire on a very hot day? There's only two reasons to have a campfire. It's to cook food or to keep warm. He didn't need to keep warm, and I'm pretty sure he didn't need to cook food. That doesn't make sense.
Stuart Crook, the cattle rancher, shares Hanvelt's frustration.
You know, it's just beyond me. How did this thing start? We hear it was a hunter with an illegal campfire, but look at this. Why would there be a hunter down there? And is this hard for us to comprehend that, we'd like some answers.
That's why in January, the county requested an independent investigation led by the USDA.
We've sent letters to the Department of Agriculture and asked them what's going on, what happened. We had a whole list of questions. The answer we got back was not satisfactory, so we sent another letter, and we've not heard a response to that one.
Now the county is requesting a hearing by the House Natural Resources Committee. They want answers as to the cause, the way firefighters fought the fire, and the way the forest was managed before the fire happened.
We need to have a legitimate lessons learned so that we don't have this happen again.
Congressman Tom McClintock is a member of the Natural Resources Committee and represents the 4th District, including Tuolumne County. He says that hearing might not happen.
The Board of Supervisors is absolutely right to keep pressing the issue. But without additional evidence, it's difficult to call for a full congressional hearing until there are facts in dispute.
As to the criminal investigation, it's not unprecedented for months to pass before charges are filed. Wildfire law expert Karen Bradshaw Schultz points out that in some situations, prosecutors will not file charges against a suspect.
There can be cases where, based upon the facts that become revealed throughout the course of the investigation, the prosecutor decides not to bring charges. It just depends on the facts.
Evan Royce, the current chairman of the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, says they just want to know what happened.
There's several things. Either they don't have a good case, and they're doing an inadequate job, or it's not even true. The hunter was just a scapegoat story that they released in the beginning to, for whatever reason, get heat off of them or, you know, just give people a reason, and they don't know what started it. No matter how you look at it, I mean, something is not right.
For now, the board's request for a congressional hearing is still pending. And who knows when or if charges will be filed against the suspected hunter. Reporting from Groveland for Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.